Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Hey, it's Rich Eisen right here on Twitter at Rich Eisen, but really on Westwood One, but on Twitter. You'll get the drift. All year long, I'm doing an interview for the Monday Night Football pregame show on Westwood One with the NFL's biggest stars all season long. I've been doing it. I'm going to keep doing it because no one's going to stop me. And with that in mind, it's time for another Mercedes-Benz interview segment sponsored by Mercedes-Benz Vans. Mercedes-Benz Sprinter asks, when was the last time you chased a dream? Whether you're ready to take your business to the next level or live the van life, a Mercedes-Benz Sprinter van is the van for the job.
Joining me on the Mercedes-Benz Vans phone line is none other than the Kansas City Chiefs quarterback getting set for a big Monday night football game to wrap up week 8 that beckons over the steering wheel of the longest regular season ever. He is Patrick Mahomes. How are you, Patrick?
I'm doing good. How are you? How you been?
I am good. Yeah, normally that's just a way I start conversations. How you doing? But this is a legitimate question. How are you doing, Patrick?
I'm good, man. Coming off a tough loss there in Tennessee, but excited for the challenge of getting to play on Monday Night Football. So physically, I'm doing good, and I'm excited to get back after it this week.
So, Patrick, I'll just jump right into it. I'll just give you the floor. On what do you think is wrong with the team right now and the fact that we're not used to seeing you guys play the way that you've played through the first 7 weeks of this season?
Yeah, I mean, to me, I don't know if it's necessarily wrong, but I think it's just execution. I mean, I believe that we have the guys, we have the players, we have the coaches to do whatever we really want. But I think it's how we execute. And in the NFL, if you don't execute, you lose football games. You've seen that from us when we play good. I think we can play with anybody. When we don't execute and we don't have great games and we don't play to the way that that we've been coached and to our ability, we lose. You've seen that over this season. Is we've had highs, but we've had lows. It's how we correct those, how we get better, and I'm excited just to kind of get back after it.
How do you approach it? I mean, you're going through easily the longest stretch of adversity of your professional playing career. How are you handling the first sort of long stretch of, what did you say, flowers, roses? There's no flowers and roses, and what did you say this past week?
You have to respond to it. I think that's the biggest thing. If you look at all the great teams, they always have dealt with spurts of adversity. We're definitely dealing with one that's longer than we wanted, something that we didn't expect. But how are we going to respond? How are we going to be better? Be better because of it, I think is huge. And we get a great chance on Monday night to really show that we can get this thing back on track against a really good football team. So I'm excited for it. I think the guys in this locker room are excited for the challenge. And hopefully when we look back on this this spurt of adversity we have, we can show that that was the reason why we became the team that we wanted to become.
So if you don't mind, I'm going to throw a couple theories out there that is being bandied about in the NFL media world that may or may not have passed your ear gate, to use a Michael Irvin phrase that I pick up on Game Day Morning. Let's see if there's any legitimacy to it. The fact that you're 3-4 is ascribed to perhaps you've been figured out offensively by the rest of the league. How do you respond to that, Patrick?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like we still have done a lot of great things offensively. We obviously didn't have the game that we wanted to have this last week. I think if we get these guys get the things rolling and we execute and we cut the turnovers out, I think this offense can still be pretty special, especially when you have Coach Reed coaching it. I don't think he's been figured out too many times.
Another one is that you're trying personally to do too much. That whatever adversity is hitting your team, maybe defensively or elsewhere on the field, you personally, Patrick Mahomes, are trying to get that 19-point touchdown or something like that? How do you?
Yeah, I don't. It's nothing to do. I think there is moments where I am trying to do too much, but I think it's nothing to do with any other guys on the team, offense, defense, or special teams. I think it's just me wanting to win. I mean, I want to win, I think, more than pretty much everybody, and I try to do whatever I can to put our team in the best positions to win. But there's times where the way that I've done, the turnovers that I've created, the fumbles, the interceptions have hurt the team in a way that I didn't intend to happen. So me kind of getting back to my fundamentals, I think, will be extremely important for us to have success this season.
Last theory, Patrick Mahomes, is that after 2 years of AFC championship winning football, including 1 year where you win the Super Bowl, all those long seasons, and now the target on your back keeps getting hung every week after week, everybody's giving you their best shots, that there's a Super Bowl or long-term hangover that's finally hanging over this team. What do you think about that one,
Patrick? Yeah, I mean, I don't think so. I don't know. I don't even really know what that means. I mean, if you, whenever you're in the Super Bowl, you want to get back. I mean, that, winning one and losing one. I mean, I think losing one maybe even more, that you want to find a way to get back to that game. We've kind of had that target on our back for the last couple of years now. I mean, to me, it's a great thing to have. You get the best shot from every single team, so you get to see really where you're at every single week. And it prepares you for the runs in the playoffs, or prepares you for the runs at the end of the season. I'm excited for the challenge. I mean, when you look back at some of the great moments and of great teams, they've went through adversity. And so I'm excited for the challenge of it, to try to see how we respond and see if we can make this a memorable season that a lot of people will get to talk about how we didn't start the way we wanted to and we kind of became who we wanted to become.
If you could wave a wand, Patrick, I make you commissioner of the NFL. What change do you make? I could wave a wand.
I don't even know.
What do you think? Rule change? You got a rule change that you don't like? What do you think?
I would say if I had to make a rule change, maybe, I don't know, maybe give us another bye week or something like that. I think the guys would like that.
Okay, an extra bye week off. Is that a new father talking? Is that what that's about right there?
That might be. Might be getting a little older now. I understand how it takes on your body or something like that. But talking to some of these vet guys, I'm sure they would appreciate it.
Okay. How is fatherhood treating you? I've never been able to ask you that question because I haven't spoken to you since you've had your baby girl. How are you balancing fatherhood and professional football and everything else in your life?
Yeah, it's been amazing, honestly, to be able to go home and see that little girl every single day. I mean, it truly is an awesome feeling. And we're almost crawling now. We got in teeth.
Okay.
She's saying ah, which to me, it's like really close to dada.
Okay.
But Brittany says it's really close to mama. So we're kind of battling that one out too. I'm saying dada in every third word of my sentences.
Is that right? How's your cadence on that?
I'm pretty good at it. I've kind of figured it out. You know, I'm getting it to just enough where it kind of just sits there, just so when she says it, I have that satisfaction.
Okay, very good. At least as long as she's not saying for to say Andy first, right? That would be
no. Hopefully not. Hopefully not.
Upset.
We're working on it. We're getting there. It's close. You gotta get it there.
Patrick, thanks for the time. Greatly appreciate it. Let's do this more often. We'll chat down the line. Much appreciated, as I said.
I appreciate you as well, and congrats on the St. Jude's thing, man. That's amazing.
Thank you, Patrick. I greatly appreciate it. You know, I'm just trying to keep up with you and Kelsey and the rest of the team with trying to be good in the community. You know what I mean? Just trying to be doing my part.
For sure. That's what it's all about.